My pleasure to introduce our first speaker, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm a debtor and under-earner, and I'm recovering in this program. It's really great to be here. It's great to see all these faces, and I have not been a regular New York City meeting attendee because one of the benefits of the program, which I will mention actually, is that I met and married a wonderful guy who lives in New Jersey. So having sworn I would never live in New Jersey, I now attend meetings there. I do have notes, I hope you'll forgive me, but I wanted to make sure to share my experience, strength, and hope. So I've been in DA since 1996, which would make me a 20-year participant. And I will tell you that DA has changed my life and that I am still a beginner. It's changed my life because it's brought spirituality into a place that I thought it would never enter, which was my financial situation. And it's also changed my life because my relationship to a higher power now includes asking for assistance and considering the higher power to be my employer, as well as, well, my boss, I guess, in every possible way, as well as my guide on a daily basis. It's interesting that the theme for today is carrying the message, because I would not have discovered DA if it hadn't been for a friend of mine who I knew to always have serious money problems. And she told me about Debtors Anonymous. She actually told me about 2 years before I came into the rooms. I remember she was someone who was always losing her money and losing jobs and, you know, selling jewelry to quickly pay a bill. And I remember she told me about Debtors Anonymous, and I did, you know, my sort of best patronizing, oh, that's so good for you. I'm sure it will help you. 2 years later, I was calling her for the location of the closest and nearest, soonest meeting that she could get me to. So what brought me into DA? I've been self-employed for many years, but I had been at that point self-employed for probably 4 years, and I had a recurring experience, which was I would pay estimated taxes, I would file my taxes, I would go see my accountant, and he would tell me that I owed $2,000 or $3,000 more than I'd already paid. I would be embarrassed, I'd feel ashamed, I'd feel furious, and I'd find a way, some way to scrounge up the money and pay that bill, and then start the whole cycle all over again. So the third time that this happened, it occurred to me that I should call my friend. And actually, I should first leave that accountant, because all he ever said was, you just need to make more money, and I didn't understand what that meant. And also, that my friend, who was in Debtors Anonymous, I knew that she was not experiencing this kind of torment. So I contacted her, and I came into the rooms, and anyone who's new to DA, I will just tell you that I hated coming here initially. I had a headache every time I walked into the room. I felt like I had a big fat L on top of my forehead. I was terrified to see someone I knew in the rooms. And then as it turned out, of course, you learned that to see someone you know in the rooms is, for me today, is a wonderful sign, because it means we're both working on getting better. So when I first came into DA, I did what is now referred to as poolside DA. That means you keep numbers. That, in my case, it meant I kept numbers. I did the tools that I wanted. I attended one or two meetings a week, and I ignored everything I didn't want to do. And then about six months into it, I lost my solvency. There was an estimated tax payment due. I didn't have the money. I freaked out. I made phone calls, and I learned that I had debted. And that's when I got serious. That's when I found a sponsor. That's when I began working the steps. So we're talking about the steps and literature and carrying the message. In my case, and at that time, it was 96, 97, around there, my sponsor had me use the 12 and 12. So the 12 and 12 of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and the Big Book. And there were plenty of pamphlets for DA, but there was not a real roadmap besides that literature. I loved that literature, actually, and I will tell you that through working step one, I learned that no matter how hard I tried to figure money out on my own, it was always, in the end, unmanageable for me. Something inside of me, I still can't tell you what it is, somehow propelled me into finding the same problems over and over and over again with my money. In working step two, coming to believe a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity, my sponsor helped me see my insanity. And in my case, because I always like specifics, I realized that I couldn't allow myself to be paid very well by my clients. I realized that I had a compulsive need to give them discounts, whether they asked for it or not. I also acted as if I were a wealthy housewife because I would treat anybody who I went out to a meal with, give extravagant gifts I couldn't afford, and pay for my basics sometimes with credit cards. I also learned that I had a sense of low self-esteem that required that I worked harder and harder and harder and harder because I had to prove to everybody how fabulous I was. And I had to make you like me. And all these things, as you can imagine, were very messy as far as money goes. So with step three, that posed the biggest challenge, making a decision to turn my life and will over to the care of God as I understood him, that God. First of all, I had to switch my concept of God, which I preferred a punitive Catholic God that I had nurtured for many years, who had a big spreadsheet in the sky and had plenty of things to punish people about. I had to change that into the loving presence of a higher power. And I had to actually say, okay, this higher power can help me with my money. I never, ever imagined that a higher power would care or could assist in this realm. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but that was new for me. And the way that I got to the third step, actually, or that I practiced the third step, at least initially, was through the Big Book. There is a third step prayer, which many of you probably already know, but I'm going to say it because I recited this every single day for probably at least 5 years. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Now, I'm not really into these and thous and thys, but what I found was that this particular piece of literature became like an anchor for me. Because one of the things that I've learned in my recovery is that when I focus on being of service, when I focus on being guided, when I focus on sticking to the principles of solvency and self-care and service, things continue to get better for me. So I worked the remaining steps with my sponsor, again, using the 12 and 12 at that time. And step four, in my case, taking a fearless and searching moral inventory, she actually had me write the story of my relationship with money. There are many ways to work step four. That one was particularly interesting for me. And since then, I've done step four several different ways. Then we proceeded with the rest of the steps, uncovering the defects, asking God to remove my shortcomings, making amends to people I'd harmed, and I started praying and meditating regularly. All this I did using the 12 and 12. So through working the steps and reading DA literature, my life continued and continues to get better. I learned how to raise fees. And that I would do literally by getting people, my PRG people, to write me a script, which isn't literature exactly, but it became my literature. You know, they'd write a script for me, and I would recite the script. And sometimes I'd have the script right behind me so that I, you know, in case I lost my words, my clients could see it. I learned how to look for more work for better business, by getting out there and by looking at the literature actually that is about being of service and thinking of myself as someone who can be of service. And that's been a really interesting thing for me, you know, the emphasis of that theory as it goes with our spiritual program, that whenever I was out to get something from someone, it never seemed to go very well for me, you know, because I was coming from this sort of gimme, I need to take this, rather than how can I be of service to you? How can we solve a problem together? Since being in program, many great things have happened. Most specifically, one thing actually, which is not a material thing, is that I've learned slowly how to reduce the compulsive tendency to overwork and to have to prove myself to people over and over again. I've also, in my business, co-authored and published 4 books. We've traveled all over the world and given workshops and been of service. Our company has served, I think, thousands and thousands of people. And all this happened because of coming to DA, reading the literature, and working with people who are willing to propel me to be of service in a bigger way out in the world. Another thing that I did, another piece of literature I've enjoyed are the vision, you know, the things about vision, pamphlets that talk about that. Those have helped me a great deal. 12 years ago, actually, in an interesting way, through this fellowship, I met, and 10 years after that, 2 years after that, 12 years ago, I met, and then 2 years after that, I married a wonderful person, a wonderful guy. And actually, what's interesting about that is that's another form of abundance that I never thought program would bring me. He has 2 children. I got to be a stepmother, and through working DA, I got to do the steps all over again. This was now as a married person, sharing money, sharing responsibilities, and learning how to be forthright in that respect and still maintain my solvency. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm working the steps again. And I don't know how many of you have this, the 12 Steps of Debtors Anonymous. Yeah, it's fabulous. I highly, highly recommend it. One of the things that I think is really exciting about DA is that it keeps growing and it keeps developing. And I've done Currency of Hope, which is also wonderful, but this particular one, for me, has articulated the first step, the second step, the third, the steps in a way that I understand that as a person 20 years in recovery, but also still a beginner, it touches me to the very core. And I'm right now going back through grad school, and I say back because I already have a master's. That first master's, I was able to earn a fabulous huge debt of a student loan, which I paid off very slowly in DA over many years. This year, I'm paying as I go. And I remember people talking about that and me thinking, you are nuts. And yet, again, through the help of DA and working the steps and using the literature, one day at a time, one semester at a time, I'm now in my 4th semester of going back to school. My recovery is far from perfect. I've lost my solvency a number of times. And I say that because, you know, very often when I came into DA, I was like, who are the winners here and how am I going to be one of them, you know? Wah! So what I've learned is it really is progress, not perfection for me in this program. And I've also learned that I can always return to the literature. I can always return to the tools of the program and have a better experience. Every time that I have lost my solvency, by the way, I've returned to the steps. And I've never gone out, which I guess is also a common thing where you leave altogether and then come back with thousands and thousands more of debt. I've more had slips along the way. So usually those are the opportunity to retool and retread and refocus and come back to the basics. And for me, the basics, thank you, remain always the steps and the understanding of service and the understanding that this is a spiritual program. I remember coming into DA and someone saying to me, it's about the money, but it's not about the money. I thought that was a very Zen statement at the time. Now I really do understand that statement. In fact, right now, as I'm working the steps with a new sponsor and using this wonderful new book, I'm really focusing on my relationship to time and money. Because what I see for me is that I have a tendency to overgive and be overly optimistic about what I can accomplish in my time. And the thing that's fascinating, again, with the steps is that you can see, like a four-step inventory, you can see that your greatest strength is also your greatest challenge. So I've learned in DA that I actually have a very generous spirit. I want to be able to do all these things and help all these people and accomplish all these goals. And yet, what I have to learn as a spiritual being having a human experience is what my limitations are. You know, so what is good, orderly relationship to time and money now? So that's my current lesson now. For those of you who are newer to DA, I just want to say, first of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are courageous to be here. This is an amazing program, and it ain't easy. And part of that is because what happens as people's lives get better is they get busier. And so sometimes to get service, to get assistance, to get the help that you need takes real perseverance. And I will tell you again, looking at the literature, reading the pamphlet about pressure relief groups and sponsorship and all that, and then thinking, I'm going to get me some of that, you know, wanting those things. What I ended up doing many times was turning that into a spiritual practice as well, where I would literally walk into a meeting and say a prayer, please show me the person who I need to ask for their phone number today. Show me someone who may be available as a PRG person. Show me who I might listen to and hear a message where I might then ask that person to sponsor me. And I say that because it's easy to get discouraged in a program where people are very busy and waving lots of tools around and telling you to get going and you're trying to get traction but having a hard time finding the right help. And yet if you hang in there and if you keep asking, it will come. That is something I've learned, that the right help and wonderful help will come. I also, you know, as here I am talking about being of service, being of service, and being of service, my relationship to service keeps changing over time. And one of the things that I'm learning through my current sponsor is that I have to reduce the amount of times, because I always want to say yes, that I say yes, and I actually have to, in order to be sober in my service, keep remembering to use, also receive help and assistance, and to keep that on a balanced tread with the amount of help and assistance that I give. So I live in New Jersey now, I think I mentioned, and I run a business in New York, and I'm going to graduate school, and life is full, thank you, and really abundant, and I'm still a beginner. And I'm grateful for every single person here and every person whose path I've crossed in DA. This is an amazing program. It is a fabulous spiritual journey. HP will help with the money. And I thank you for this opportunity to be of service.
Let's hear it again for Catherine. Thank you. That was great.